man, I am so glad you didn't forget about us. It's been a couple of days. Hey, this is number 010, Scott Powell online. And yeah, that's me. I'm Scott. When shopping online, 11% of people prefer to do it this way. This is the trivia question from the last time we got together, which has been about a week. I know. Once again, I've let other distractions come into my otherwise boring little life and take me away from the podcast, but we're catching up today. When shopping online, 11% of people prefer to do it this way. Now, I'm not saying I haven't, but I certainly don't do it on a regular basis. And that is shopping online naked. Really? Interesting. Job search. Let's get you caught up to date on that. It continues. I'm sitting here today as I was yesterday and the day before and the last time we did the podcast, unemployed. Now, that's not to say I haven't been busy, because that's what I've been doing. I have flooded the market again this week with resumes and applications, but still nothing. Now, that's not to say I haven't received a few callbacks, but they were unsolicited. And with that being said, I still stand at this point in time to be able to say there are certain things I will do for a living, and there are some things I won't. Now, tune back in a month. And if I'm still unemployed, we'll see if I still hold to those standards. They may have to change. Okay? So, again, thanks for your support. Thanks for your prayers. Things are going to turn around eventually. Eventually, we'll land a job. Speaking of jobs, why not? Today, we'll start a new feature. We'll start a list of things I could do if I had a job. If I had a job, I could, number one, buy stuff. Yeah. Right now, I'm kind of missing that. Next time, we'll start our list of things I could not do if I had a job. Today, just two quick stories from the headlines. All right, not actually from the headlines, but probably 4 to 5 clicks into your favorite news website. And both of them kind of focus on eating. First of all, we'll start off with a man by the name of Tink Nathan, who is out of the great state of Texas, and he's hoping to be elected a state representative. Now, one of his platforms, the ban in the state of Texas on eating roadkill. First of all, I got to say, I did not know Texas, or for that fact, any other state had actual laws in effect saying you could not eat roadkill. One of the reasons some states have this law in effect is so people don't use their cars as hunting weapons. Use their vehicles to purposely hit an animal for them to consume later. Now, with that being noted, I guess some states, such as Illinois and Montana, have already laxed on their laws and have started to allow people like you and me to stop and grab that possum and take home, put in the pot, and eat later. Texas, you may see the law turn around. Now, the other interesting thing about the story is Tink Nathan said that 80 pounds of edible meat from a deer is valued at about $26 a pound. $26 a pound? Really? You know, here in Missouri, I've got a lot of friends that give me deer meat every year. I love venison. I do. And they freely give it to me. So if the word ever gets out that deer meat in Texas runs $26 a pound, my supply chain will be cut off, I'm sure. And also the fact, living here in the great Midwest, I gotta tell you Texans, I can get a great steak for a lot less than $26 a pound. Anyway, our second story on food is of an upcoming food festival in China. Yes, China. It is a festival devoted to dog meat. Now, I know what you're thinking. dog meat? I thought it was cat. And it may well be. And there may be another festival in China focusing on cat meat. I don't know. But right now, the focus is on this festival where people come and consume dog meat. It's not for the simple fact of the meat involved that animal rights campaigners are all up in arms. It's actually because of the treatment and cruelty to these animals before they are killed, skinned, and cooked. The festival goes on again this year. And it is noted that dog meat can be found on restaurant menus across China, but they'd like for you to know it's not widely eaten. Right. That's why it's on the menu. Because people in China don't like it. Anyway, only 15% of us are able to do this on a daily basis. The answer the next time. We'll leave you with this. Follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that does good is of God, but he that does evil has not seen God. That is 3 John 1:11. Focus on that today. Until next time, remember you can find us all over the web. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Help me get that job. And here at the website. I'm Scott Powell, online.